Government ministers are expected to finally agree today on a plan to move the National Maternity Hospital from Dublin city centre to a site beside St Vincent's Hospital in the south of the city. There have been calls on the government to delay making a decision to allow for more scrutiny of the plan. After pausing the decision a fortnight ago because of concerns among ministers and more over who owned the land, where the hospital would be built and if doctors would be free to make decisions, Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly will ask colleagues today to give the green light to the plan. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane is with us. Morning, Micheál. What are you expecting to happen today?
What I think will happen is that the Cabinet will sign off on this plan after that two-week pause that you referred to, and after some fairly divisive at times and often contentious debate in the Dáil and in the committee rooms in Leinster House as well. There won't be any change to any of the legal documents that underpin this plan. There won't be any changes around the ownership model proposed for the site on which the hospital will be built. So there are no changes legally to this, but the memo that the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, will bring to Cabinet will address those two words that have caused a lot of controversy, and that is the clinically appropriate care phrase. And I think the memo, for what it's worth, it doesn't change any of the legal documents around this, but it will say that that means that things like obstetrics care, maternity and neonatal care and gender recognition, these legally permissible services will all be offered in the hospital, but things like orthopaedic surgery and cardiac surgery, that won't take place in the new maternity hospital. So that's the proposal that will go to Cabinet, and there is every expectation that it will be agreed.
So will there be any changes as a result of the last 2 weeks' pause?
It doesn't seem so. The Taoiseach, speaking in government buildings yesterday evening as well, said things proceed as they were initially proposed, and that there has been reassurances and clarifications given, and all those things like that clinically appropriate care phrase, they remain. So all that really changes today, and it isn't a change in any legal sense, is that there is further explanation about that phrase. And it does seem that at the Cabinet level, at least, that those reassurances and the debate that has taken place has been sufficient to win support there.
Is everyone in government on board?
At the Cabinet table, yes, but not across government, it seems. The Green TD, Nessa Horrigan, saying once again last night that she has heartfelt concerns about this plan, and she said that trust is vital to all transactions and that that trust doesn't exist at the moment, and she called for more time for further scrutiny of the plan. I suppose the test from a government point of view about all this when it comes to a TD expressing concerns will come quite early. That's because tonight the Dáil will debate a Sinn Féin motion. Now, that's calling on government to try to secure the full public ownership of the land for the hospital and of the building itself too. That probably won't be voted on tonight, but it will be voted on tomorrow night, and all eyes will be on Nessa Horrigan at that point to see which way she votes.
What else today, Micheál? Will there be money to help people who are hosting Ukrainians?
Yes, there is agreement now about this plan, and once again, it's another matter that is expected to get the green light at Cabinet. There will be a payment, a monthly payment of €400 for those households that host people from Ukraine. So that's all households, people in their own homes and people as well who've provided perhaps their second home for people arriving here from the war-torn country. The payment will be €400. It will take a little bit of time to get the legislation through the Oireachtas before the actual money will arrive in people's bank accounts. That probably won't happen until July, but the payment will be backdated, and there has been much debate too as to how it would be administered. Would it be a matter for revenue or the Department of Social Protection? So it seems now that it will be handled by Social Protection. People will be asked to give their bank account details to that department, and then the payment will be made to them.
And the laws on eating and drinking outdoors in public places, which were changed because of COVID, what's happening there?
They are going to be extended, Gavin, for another 6 months. Those changes first introduced during the pandemic that essentially allowed people to consume alcohol on places like public footpaths outside bars and restaurants. They've been extended once before. Now they're going to be extended again until the end of November. Justice Minister Helen McEntee believing that this will provide further support for the hospitality sector as it tries to recover from the pandemic. I think ultimately there's probably a longer term plan going to go to government in the future as to how to make such changes permanent or changes similar to the ones that currently exist. But for now, it will be a 6-month extension.
Sorry, Micheál, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.